Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Luis Polonia. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The left fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting sixth. The DH, Reggie Jackson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Steve Ontiveros. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Randy Bush. Batting second. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The DH, Roy Smalley. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bert Blyevan. And now, play ball. Luis Polonia batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Polonia hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Blyevan covering, for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lansford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Canseco is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Davis hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Davis reaches second base with a double. Lansford scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0-1. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bush for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gagne hits a line drive towards first. McGuire reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Puckett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Harbeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Steinbach strikes out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bernazard strikes out. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Griffin hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gaetti hits a line drive towards third. Lansford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Brunansky batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Brunansky takes first base on ball four. Smalley moves to second. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Laudner strikes out. Two outs. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Polonia is 0 for 1 in the game. Polonia hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyevan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lansford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lansford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush strikes out. One out. Greg Gagne batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gagne moves to third. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Davis strikes out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Brunansky is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Brunansky hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Twins. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 1 in the game. Laudner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0 for 1 in the game. Lombardozzi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 2 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bush for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach is hit by the pitch. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Steinbach. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Steinbach steals second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steinbach moves to third. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steinbach scores. Bernazard moves to second. It's 4-2, Twins. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polonia is 0 for 2 in the game. Polonia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. Bernazard moves to third. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and tags Bernazard, for the out. Polonia moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Lansford moves to second. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a line drive towards the mound. Blyevan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Puckett is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Puckett hits a line drive towards third. Lansford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Harbeck hits a line drive towards the mound. Ontiveros reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. McGuire hits a fly ball into left field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyevan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Steinbach hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brunansky hits a line drive into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 2 in the game. Laudner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-2, Twins. Al Newman pinch hits for Steve Lombardozzi. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Newman now playing second base. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Griffin hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Bush. Griffin reaches second base with a double. Bernazard goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Twins. Keith Atherton now pitching. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Polonia is 0 for 3 in the game. Polonia strikes out. 1 out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lansford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lansford hits a fly ball into left field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bush is 0 for 3 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Ontiveros covering, for the out. 1 out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Mark Davidson now playing left field. Tom Brunansky now playing right field. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Davis strikes out. 1 out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 3 in the game. McGuire strikes out. 2 outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a pop-up towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Harbeck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 3 in the game. Gaetti hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smalley is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brunansky hits a fly ball into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bernazard is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Bernazard reaches second base with a double. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Griffin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Griffin takes first base on ball 4. Luis Polonia batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Polonia is 0 for 4 in the game. Polonia hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Lansford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davidson. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Bernazard scores. Griffin goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, Twins. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Oakland Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.